Kick off summer with Memorial Day savings at Lowe's. Right now, get five Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. Plus, get up to 40% off select major appliances and save an extra $50 on every $500 you spend on select major appliances $396 or more. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 5/28. Mulch offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds makes for a wholly amazing, wholly delicious experience that's, well, wholly Hershey's. Everyone should get to experience the satisfying surprise of a whole almond tucked inside creamy Hershey's chocolate. So don't wait your whole life to try Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds. And if you've already had it, then chances are you're already a lifelong fan of this confectionery delight. Find Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds wherever candy is sold.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan
with insurancebroker.ie
on News Talk.
Now, 26-year-old Owen Gorman suffered a traumatic spinal injury. He says his independence as an individual has been taken away from him because he's been, told that he's not eligible for disability allowance. And Owen Gorman is with me here from Dublin on Lunchtime Live today. Owen, good afternoon. Thanks for taking the call.
How's it going? Thanks for having me.
Good, not at all. Can you bring us back on in as much as you feel comfortable? Can you tell us what happened 5 years ago?
So if we go back to 2021, it was October. I went out with a friend and we went mountain biking, and it's just a normal Sunday morning. And we went out and unfortunately I ended up crashing and came off a track on the mountain bike, and I broke my neck. And I don't know if you know anything about your spinal cord, but when you break your neck and if you damage your spinal cord at the level I done, I've been left now with paralysis of my whole body. So your spinal cord controls your whole body, and when you damage it, unfortunately, it's not a curable condition at the moment, and it's a lifetime disability and illness, I suppose.
This happened to you at the age of 21, Owen, just out in a early morning.
It was 2021, yeah. I was 23 at the time.
23. Yeah. And obviously, in the last year or two, you've spent some time at the National Rehabilitation Hospital. You've spent time going through, you know, endless levels of rehabilitation to give you an independent life and as much as you can.
Yeah, so that happened in October 2021, and I spent years, I suppose, in hospital between going initially to the Mater, and then I went to the National Rehab, and I was in hospital. I only got my final discharge in July just passed there, July 2024. So that was, I don't even know how many years I lost count. It was got to that many.
Yeah. So, it's a long time.
Yeah, they've done all they could, really. And with this injury, unfortunately, it's not it's not curable, but it's not something that you can really work past either. You're kind of set. Whatever happens and the amount of damage you've done is permanent, and there's no real rehabilitation. It's only whatever happens is, unfortunately, that's, you're stuck with it. There's no cure. There's no help and nothing. They can't help the spinal cord at all.
Okay.
So unfortunately, yeah, you're left as you are.
So in the meantime, since you've got out of hospital in July and of last year, and you've had some, you know, some time, you want, like any other 26-year-old, you want to live as independent a life as you possibly can, naturally.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm trying to do. That's the goal that I'm trying to achieve at the moment, is be as independent as I can in any way that I can, you know?
Yeah. So in terms of, home care and help and you know, requiring assistance, how much of that do you need daily, Owen?
Well, essentially, I'm dependent on people 24/7. So I have paralysis from, as I said, from the shoulders down. I can't use my hands or arms. Obviously, I can't walk. I can't do anything for myself, really. So as far as help goes, I need help all the time.
Mm.
And the state have provided help for me 12 hours a day. I have carers Monday to Friday, and then 4 hours on the weekend each day. And other than that, then I just rely on my partner, Saoirse, who I live with. She obviously is there during the night time and every other hour that the carers aren't. But really, yeah, I'm dependent on people all the time. Just, yeah. I, as I said, I can't do anything.
So you had been hoping to receive a level of disability allowance and tell us about that process.
Yeah, so when I first had the accident, I went on straight onto a disability payment, and that was no problem because I was in the rehab. I spent some time on the initial payment that you get, and then I went on to the disability allowance. It's their standard. When you have a disability, you get put onto the allowance. It's means tested, and I was living in the rehab by myself, so there was no issues. Mm. I got that payment. So I had that payment all the way up until when I got a means test after moving home in October last year gone. So we got a letter in the door to say that we were being means tested between me and Saoirse because we live together. And there was no issues, and we sent off our income between the two of us. And then a couple of weeks later, I think it was the last week in October, first week in November, that we got a letter in to say that the disability was cancelled, that we were over the threshold of what they considered to be pretty much earning too much. And I don't understand how it is. Anyone I've talked to doesn't understand how it's justified, because Saoirse, my partner, she just works a standard office job. She's by no means a millionaire, or she doesn't have any extreme profession. So we don't understand how it's justified or why. Well, we understand why the scenario is, because it's being tested. But
so when you were in hospital, you were able to receive the disability allowance, but you've been told,
that's right.
Yeah, but you've been told now, Owen, because you're living with your partner, and yes, I know I was asking you about the care that you receive, you know, from carers that come in, but Saoirse plays, you know, a huge role as well. And as you say, she's there with you all of the time. She's there with you at night as well. And because you guys were assessed together, Saoirse's earnings are above the threshold, and now you can't get your own individual disability payment.
Yeah, and since then I've looked at the threshold, and I think you start to get deductions on your disability after around the €380 mark for a weekly income. And as you know, like, Ireland's not getting any cheaper.
No.
And the only thing people realise, if you have a disability or if you're in a scenario like mine, how expensive it actually becomes for just additional things, you know? Like, all medication isn't covered by a medical card or even by some schemes like a hardship scheme. I've obviously gone through a lot of different issues physically that I need to go to the likes of additional physio. I have my own van that I need to run by myself, what I try to do. And I had done until when the disability was cancelled. Obviously, you know, then the rest of the bills, like your gas, your heating, your food, everything. Yeah. It's endless, you know what I mean? The life in Ireland now is not cheap, and then it's expected to be paid out by one wage and one person with an average job. And then I just don't understand it. It doesn't make any sense. Yeah. It's not fair. It can't be justified. I don't understand how it could be justified.
And aside from the obvious costs, Owen, that you have just mentioned, you know, like, but it's also, I imagine, for you, you're 26 years of age. You want your own financial independence.
Exactly. I feel now like I have to rely on Saoirse for one, and then family another, for essentially pocket money. I have to ask people for anything I want, like, because my own savings that I had from beforehand have now run dry. I'm working now off other people, and I don't understand how they expect me or anybody in my scenario to find an income, firstly, when they're not allowing me to get one from the state. And then going back to work, like you, as I described to you, my disability is severe. It's not like I don't have a sore ankle. Go on, even going on the computer takes, it's hard to do. Like, you know, to earn any sort of income is near impossible. It just doesn't make any sense. I don't understand it. And then to go further on that, I forgot to mention that when they cancelled my disability, they also cancelled my travel pass. So they're not just taking away the financial independence, it's also my mode of transport as well.
Yeah.
If I don't have money to put into my van or look after my van to drive around, well then how am I meant to travel? Obviously it's public transport. And then they took my travel pass away as well. So they've taken everything from me.
The lifeline of just that, you know, mode of transport, as you say, been able to get the bus with Saoirse someday, or you know, and just able to buy anything, a coffee if you're out and about with Saoirse in the afternoon. A lot of people getting in touch, Owen, about the invalidity pension. I mean, have the Department of Social Protection come back to you with any explanation or talk to you about other options that might be there or available?
So initially when I came disabled and I had the accident, I went straight onto a thing called illness benefit. And illness benefit works with your taxes. And then eventually, when you've used up all your tax credits, then you go on to disability allowance. That disability allowance took me all the way until October when I got it denied. And then the another option then after that would be to look at your invalidity payment. So between me and a social worker and anyone I know has really been trying to find an avenue to get me onto another payment. So we went to the TDs, we've been to social workers, we've been to everybody. And we tried the invalidity payments, like you're saying.
Mm.
And my issue is that when I left school in 2017, I think it was, I worked right up until 2 days before the accident. I done as much as I could. I went straight into an apprenticeship and I paid for my got my PRSI and trimmed my wages as you do.
Yeah.
So I had 4.5 years of PRSI credits built up, and you need 5 years to be qualified for the invalidity payment.
Oh, right.
So I fell short of that as well. And so when I'm applying for these things, I'm appealing them and I'm trying to explain that I couldn't have possibly worked any more than I did.
Sure, your age. Well, look, we're going to get on to the Department of Social Protection for you here at Lunchtime Live. I don't know. I mean, I can't promise. I don't know that that's going to do anything or change anything for you. But God, we'd like to try and, you know, advocate or assist or help in some way if we can. We'll reach out, as I said, to the Department of Social Protection. But I know it's infuriating for you. I know you're upset about it, of course. Yeah.
But look, I have enough stressful scenarios as it is. I have enough issues between just the general obvious ones and then all the complications with the injury. And then I just find that this is another piece on top of the mountain of issues that I have already. And
you don't need
more.
This.
No, definitely not. And it's not, it can't be justified, and it isn't. And I mean, Tess is just, it's criminal from the state to be doing this to people. Have enough issues, you know.
We'll reach out to the department and hopefully, Owen, we'll chat to you again, maybe with a better outcome. Owen Gorman, Owen, listen, look after yourself and thank you for getting in touch with us here at Lunchtime Live. The email is lunchtimelive@newstalk.com. A lot of people very annoyed at Owen's situation and the way that people say he's been treated, that there should be some kind of help and assistance for him.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
With insurancebroker.ie.
Weekdays at midday on News Talk.
Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds makes for a wholly amazing, wholly delicious experience that's, well, wholly Hershey's. Everyone should get to experience the satisfying surprise of a whole almond tucked inside creamy Hershey's chocolate. So don't wait your whole life to try Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds. And if you've already had it, then chances are you're already a lifelong fan of this confectionery delight. Find Hershey's milk chocolate with whole almonds wherever candy is sold.